Well, happy Thursday. Welcome, everybody. It's a great weather, great day. Have all the makings of a great summer popping up right now, too. I am your host, David Keyes, coming to you live 97.1 FM and on KSBT KBFI and streaming, I hear, on NorthIdahoRadio.com. Just want to make a quick note that I'll be taking a week off next week. I'll be in Calgary for the Rotary International Conference with 20,000 of my closest friends. So I think, Tag, what are we going to do? You going to sit here and tell jokes probably? Is that the plan? Okay, good, good, good. He's already thinking of them right now.
That's what I'll be doing.
Although he'll be basking in the fact that he thinks that OKC is going to win
that's
NBA.
That's going to be a good night for me tonight. I feel it already. A big win coming up.
Do you think so?
I think so. Yeah. I don't see why not. I mean, I do see why not. The Pacers have done it already so many times in the playoffs.
I know. It's amazing. It's they hang around is what they do. That's the secret.
They're great at it. Yep.
Yeah. So should be fun. Anyway, I think you'll probably have, what's it called, what's the show called when I'm not here?
Our American Stories.
Our American Stories. They tell good stories. In fact, I'm working on one right now. Tag and I have talked about this, and we think that Dr. Forrest Bird's story might be one that would be of a national interest.
It would be very interesting. I thought that was a great idea.
Yeah, I hope so. I've got my notes together for that, so hopefully that'll be something that comes true. So you never know. So stay tuned for that. Attended the Sandpoint Rotary Party last night. It was a blast, and we have a new president in the region's largest civic leadership and business connection club. And that is realtor Chris Chambers will be the club president, while Peg Tutnam, who's a former Navy doctor, will step down after a great year. She had a really great year. And there's 110 members in that club right now, so they're doing great things. Also a shout out to Carol Curtis, who's also a realtor. There might be a trend going on there in Rotary with realtors being in leadership. I'm not sure. Anyway, she stepped up into leadership for the Pondere Centennial Rotary Club. And our friend Sandy Johnstone up in Bonners Ferry is replacing herself as president in the Bonners Ferry Clubs. She's going to do another year there to make things even better for that outstanding club. So a shout out to everybody listening who takes a leadership role in any of these volunteer organizations. You know, whether it's Lions, Kiwanis, you know, volunteering for your kid's basketball team, whatever it is, I mean, it makes the world go round. So if you're looking to plug in, there's many different ways to do that in our community. And, you know, just look at online and take a look and show up and help out. That would be really, really good to do. Helps everybody for sure. Hey, we have a great show today. We have the skydiving co-owner of Northwest Auto Body. I'll be here to talk about the company's 50th anniversary and a few more things like that. And then after him, and you have to guess which owner that is too. We'll have to leave that up in the air, literally. And then we'll have Lisa Bond, who will join us from the Sandpoint Area Seniors to discuss a host of things. And then to wrap things up, we'll have Rob Talbot, Executive Director of the Panada and the sound guy for the Chafe Bike Ride last weekend, and so much more. So what a great packed show. So I think, Tag, we're going to take our first break. Then we come back later on, and we'll find out which co-owner of Northwest Auto Body actually jumps out of really, you know, planes that don't need to be jumped out of. But we'll be right back.
Since 1975, North Idaho Blueprint has been a trusted family-owned business, serving the community's printing needs. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or a homeowner dreaming of your perfect build, we're here for all your blueprint and printing needs. Located in Hayden and Sandpoint, we specialize in everything from large format printing to blueprints, banners, stickers, and more. For fast, reliable service and competitive pricing, check us out online at NorthIdahoBlueprints.com. Your blueprint to success.
At Les Schwab, we've been changing the tire game for more than 70 years. Our Go the Extra Mile service means more hustle, less hassle. We design our own exclusive tires to give you more tires made for the road you drive, less compromise. All backed by America's best tire warranty included with every tire we sell. We're talking more unbeatable tire warranty, less charging you extra, like the other guys. It's why you get more from less. Book an appointment at LesSchwab.com.
David is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Nice to meet you. My name is David. I've been a pharmacist for 44 years, and I'm from Flowery Branch, Georgia. When I first started taking Prevagen, I noticed stuff just seemed to come together and fit like a jigsaw puzzle. When I have customers come in, I recommend Prevagen. Number one, because it's safe and effective, does not require a prescription. And I've been taking it quite a while myself, and I know it works. I wouldn't recommend something like Prevagen if I didn't think it was worth it because it worked so good for me. And I love it when the customers come back in and tell me, David, that really worked so good. Makes my day.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains June 13th through the 23rd. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only, some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Now at Verizon, we have some big news for your peace of mind. For all our customers, existing and new, we're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan and my home. That's future you peace of mind. And everyone can save on a brand new phone on my plan when you trade in any phone from one of our top brands. That's new phone peace of mind. Because at Verizon, whether you're already a customer or you're just joining us, we got you. Visit Verizon today. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply for all offers.
News Talk 97.1 KSPT KBFI.
We're here for a good time. Not a long time.
Well, welcome back to live radio on Thursday. What a great summer day. Gosh, it's just fun to be here today. It's fun driving in. Starting to see some of the summer traffic. And with summer traffic, that means there'll be summer fender benders. And what a better lead-in for Corey Donenfeld, the skydiving co-owner of Northwest Auto Body, to be here. Corey, welcome to the radio show.
All right. Thanks, Steven.
Glad to have you here. Glad to have you here for sure. We were just talking a little bit off air that it's hard to believe, and most people in town in this area know your dad. And it's hard to believe that Northwest Auto Body is now will be 50 years next year, and that Mel's been at the helm right up until the time he turned it over to you and Eric.
It really is. It's an amazing story.
There you go.
So some of the story behind that is he started back on a dirt floor and 50 years ago. Since then, it's just grown ever since. Of course, my brother and I that are now owners of the business really got involved, and with that, it's grown and grown, and it's just an amazing thing that's happened.
And it does keep growing, too. In fact, it really grew about 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago now, when you had the two shops. You had the one that everybody knows in Michigan Street, which, by the way, if you haven't driven by there, you won't recognize the shop anymore, will you, Corey? I mean, it's got a new facade out front, new signage. It looks really good. In fact, they kicked it off. They showed everybody on Lost in the 50s barbecue there, and everybody that I talked to was amazed by how cool it looked. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so really the front of the shop hasn't been redone for a while. We always had the front of the office redone, state-of-the-art facility with all the technology, but we wanted to make sure that the front of the shop really presented itself. So just recently, we changed all the metal in the front of the shop, also put a similar logo on the top of it, making sure that it looks similar to what we have at our other locations.
Yeah, and it does look really good. It's cool to see that. So not so many years ago, again, you had the one shop, and then all of a sudden, you and your dad and your brother said, we kind of need to grow, so you moved out to Ponderay. In fact, you took over Steve Geiger's building out there on, you know where it is, right behind Mountain West Bank and Alpine Motors.
That's right. So really the story with that is my father was ready to retire, and he was trying to entice us boys to take over the business. At that time, my brother was definitely involved, and I was completely involved, but I wasn't so sure if I wanted to take the business over. So my dad had a great idea. Why don't we open up a second location? One brother can manage and run one can run and manage the other. That way we weren't button heads too much. With that being said, I was for it. I was completely in at that opportunity and that point.
Sure.
So we started looking for another place, and we found the one we have here in Ponderay, and it was a great location, next to the dealerships. At that time, Ponderosa was growing quite fast, and it was just a good opportunity that we had. With that is we've seen the growth continuing to happen, one of the best decisions I ever made, and now we've even got a third location. So it just keeps growing and growing. Over a year ago, we started another location in Bonner's Ferry, so keep it going.
So a question some people have, which of the two shops, in one in Sandpoint, one in Ponderosa, which one's more busy? Are they about the same?
The one that I'm at.
It follows you.
That's right. No, we do the exact work at both locations, and so sometimes it'll be a little busier in one than the other. I notice the Sandpoint shop tends to get a little bit more deer accidents, and then the Ponderosa one gets more of just the in-town collisions. So it kind of ebbs and flows, but for the most part, we're both very busy, and we're able to really do the same work and make sure that we're doing quality work.
Absolutely. Do you think that there was only one shop instead of the two, that it would be as busy as what you are with both of them, or does it not make sense? Could you not keep up that way with one shop, or what?
Well, the thing is we really want to be there and provide for the community. And by doing that, we needed a second location. We probably could have done it under one big, large location, but that would have been a huge capital thing. Plus, by having two locations, we were able to pull more out of, I guess, at that time, Bonner's Ferry, Clark Fork, Montana, the direction that we weren't able to get so much. And then the other thing is we didn't need to have as big a facility. If we would have done it all together, I think it would have been a little bit more efficient. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it gives it a good dynamics to have too. And then remember, the biggest thing is to separate so we can have two locations. My brother can run one. I can run one. That is the key to the business. That is the key. And I love it, you know. And, of course, we're in a healthy competition. Every year we're looking at that. And so we always have a good, friendly competition going.
About every 3 years or so, you guys switch roles to and buildings. So that would be enough for most people. But then you were also looking at Bonner's Ferry. And you knew Kay really well up there. And your dad knew Kay. And, of course, Eric does too, Kay Burdick. And she had a body shop, a well-run body shop up there for years, the place to go in Bonner's Ferry. And she was getting close to retirement, and I know everybody was talking to her a little bit, and she always said if she was going to retire, you know, she would talk to Northwest Auto Body, and lo and behold, you got the call. And how's that going so far?
Been excellent. So, yep, she was able to retire. We were able to carry her name very well. She has created an amazing name up there. Plus, she had an amazing crew. So that whole crew stayed on board with us. And since then, we have grown it. We've added about three additional people to the business. And we've also changed the name just slightly. So originally, it was Accurate Collision Center. And now it's Accurate Northwest.
Right.
But we want to keep that good name that she has already created and build onto it. Plus, on top of it, we had an amazing manager, Casey, up there, and he lives in Bonner's Ferry and has been living there for a while. With that being said, we wanted to give him the opportunity to run that like it was his own business.
Absolutely.
And he has done an amazing, amazing job. Could not be more fortunate for having him. The whole crew up there has been amazing. It was definitely an amazing and great opportunity that we seized. And with that being said, we're here for that community, right? That's a huge part of it, is we want to make sure that that community didn't lose a great body shop and be able to provide good quality work, to be able to make sure that they're safe when they get in accidents, repaired, being able to make sure that if it does get another accident, that it performs correctly,
right.
And that's huge.
So yeah, and you've done that good. For sure. Again, the same staff up there, the same techs. I mean, one tech's been there for 20 years. These are kind of a landmark in Bonner's Ferry. But also part of your secret to success is giving back to the communities too. I mean, I know that when you looked at Bonner's Ferry, you looked at what Kay had done, and she, you know, she supported the fair, she supported a few things like that. And I had that conversation with you, and you said, that's great. We want to keep doing what she did, but what more can we do? And tell us about maybe what you've done up in Bonner's Ferry to make a difference.
Absolutely. So originally, we really wanted to jump right in the community, just like we do here in Sandpoint and Ponderosa. So we immediately volunteered and helped with the community center by giving them some money, the fairgrounds, the Kootenai River Days, the Chamber of Commerce, the Rotary, the Chafe that just happened, big sponsors of that. And anybody that comes in that needs a little extra assistance, a lot of these sportings and things like that, I know that the wrestling team, we helped them not too long ago, and just a huge part of being there for the community. And I know that our manager, Casey, also is a big part of that as well.
Right. It's funny, those wash buckets are kind of famous now too. You know, some group will have an auction or something, and they'll say, we want something from your business, and we really can't give out a coupon for the next time you're in a wreck, you know, here's a coupon. What we have is a wash bucket. In fact, we gave one out at Sandpoint Rotary here last week, and then in fact, in Bonner's Ferry last week, too. So they kind of make the rounds. So that's kind of just another way, isn't it, to remind people of what we can do for folks?
Yeah, definitely. A lot of these companies and a lot of these nonprofits are taking these and they are doing a private or a silent auction on them.
Right.
So it's just a way to be able to raise some money for whatever the organization is.
Right.
So we have Trish in our front office that has made probably 50 of these, and she just loves doing it, and it works out really well. And it helps the community, so we're all about it.
Right, right. And so next level stuff where you've really made a difference and consistently do is really the Deervember promotion. In fact, in Bonner's Ferry and in Sandpoint Pondere, Bonner County. Can you tell us a little bit about how that came about and what that does?
Absolutely. So this has been one of the greatest things that we've done. So what we do is we donate $50 for every animal accident that happens in the month of November, and that's for all three locations. And not only does it go to the food bank that is a local food bank, so some of those are all over the area, some of them are in Bonner, some are in Sandpoint, some are even in Montana. So it goes to the local food bank of where that person lives. But with that, it really helps the food bank at that time of need. So in November, they are getting hit pretty hard between Christmas and just the lack of people working throughout the winter. It's a good opportunity for us to help. How it all got started, though, was an employee was like, hey, I think this would be an amazing opportunity to help the local community.
Mm-hmm.
So we bounced some ideas across. Originally, it kind of started small and got bigger and bigger. Now, at this point, Debbie Love at the food bank has been a huge advocate of it, helping throughout the whole thing. We have so many different companies now that has jumped on board to help us grow this, and we're always looking for more. So we have AGE Heating and Cooling. They are been helping out on that. We have Washington Trust Bank. It's been with us from the beginning, helped donating. We have Energy Electric, Dave over there, and Tina Slicer. They are crushing it, helping us. And then Jake's Chimney. Those guys are also new to jump in.
They came in big too, didn't they? All of them have. It's amazing.
They did, yes. And so, and really, it's just an opportunity to help the community. That's what I'm all about. If I can get more businesses to join, please let me know.
Yeah.
We do this every single year.
Yeah, in fact, Corey was attending a group called BNI, and if you heard the show at any time, you've heard about Business Networking International. And he was there, and he put out the call for people who wanted to help, and lo and behold, you had two people help you from that group. And so, you know, everybody's looking to help out in the community, and Northwest has found a way to do that. Again, that's such a good way to give back to people. You'll never know. I mean, you won't even know who's receiving the help that way, but Debbie Love will tell you that's their busiest month, and that we, by that donation, cover a month of expenses there, plus a whole bunch of food for people who, again, may not have it otherwise. So that must feel pretty good.
It does. In fact, Debbie, when we came in, she ran me through everything that they do, between walking me through the food bank itself and their buying power that they have, which is like double of what we can do, and how you walk in there and you're able to get all the amazing food and people that was literally getting food that was at need at that time,
right.
All the volunteers. Yes, it just made me feel, warmed my heart.
Yeah, I'm sure it does. One thing I know you wanted to talk about a bit, and we've got a little under a minute now, this Best of Bonner County. You had a pretty good run at that thing. Tell me about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So the Best of Bonner County has been amazing for us. It's all the hard work that we do. It's nice to get recognition for that. Day in and day out, we just work and we always try to do the most amazing job that we can. And the recognition that we get from it has been great. Really what we want to do, though, is we want to always do the best. And with that is this is a recognition to be able to let everybody know that we're here, that we're doing a great job, that we've been in business for about to be 50 years, and just keep that going.
Perfect. Well, Corey Donenfeld, thank you for stopping by today. If you have any questions at all or want to follow up, they can probably find you at the Pondere location these days, right?
That's right, Pondere location.
That's where the cars go right now, for sure. Well, again, thanks for your time. I appreciate it. We're going to take a quick break, and then when we come back, we'll be talking to Lisa Bond from Sassy.
All right. Thanks, David.
If it's been a while since you visited Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet, you need to get in there. They have preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, emergency rations, food storage supplies, ammo and knives, jewelry, ReadyWise Foods, and more. They stock items that you won't find anywhere else in our area. They buy, sell, and trade. Open weekdays, located on Triangle Drive just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Pondere. Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet.
Accidents happen, and when they do, more people reach out to Northwest Auto Body. Consistently voted the best auto body shop in the region, we offer guaranteed repairs by certified technicians using only state-of-the-art equipment. Our locally owned collision facilities have been serving North Idaho for nearly 50 years. Find us online or just stop on by. No appointments needed, no charge estimates, and advice is just good customer service. Remember, Northwest Auto Body in Sandpoint, Pondere, and now in Bonner's Ferry.
Summer days just got even brighter with Kohl's epic deals. Get this, you can score tees for just $5.99, bedding for 60% off, comfy shorts only $7.99, and so much more. You do not want to miss out. Shop Kohl's epic deals for savings on all things summer now, before it's too late. Select styles, some exclusions apply. Offer ends June 22nd. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Now at Verizon, we have some big news for your peace of mind, for all our customers, existing and new. We're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan and my home. That's future you peace of mind. And everyone can save on a brand new phone on my plan when you trade in any phone from one of our top brands. That's new phone peace of mind. Because at Verizon, whether you're already a customer or you're just joining us, we got you. Visit Verizon today. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply for all offers.
This is Justin Dick, owner of 113 Main Restaurant in downtown Sandpoint. I am happy to announce that we have launched our new summer lunch and dinner menus, as well as new wine list, handcrafted cocktails, and mocktails to welcome in the summer season. Come in for lunch and try our Mediterranean quinoa salad, Italian grinder, or hamachi crudo. For dinner, our halibut over homemade tagliatelle pasta, salsa verde ribeye, or nectarine summer salad. 113 Main, open every day for lunch and dinner from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Hot Tubs. Hot Tubs. Hot Tubs. Major manufacturers and warehouses clearance of new 2025 inventory.
Friday through Sunday.
Two locations, Spokane and Pasco. Over 100 hot tubs on display and everything must go. New 2025 inventory. Hot tubs starting at $29.95.
All inventory 40 to 80%
come
off.
See the revolutionary swim spa in action and save up to 60%.
Trade-ins welcome. Free delivery.
We'll even haul away your old hot tub.
Worry-free installation.
18-month interest-free financing.
Millions of dollars of inventory must be sold.
Spokane County Fair and Expo Center and Happo Center Pasco. Call 833-SPA-SALE.
News Talk 97.1. We're here for a good time. Not a long time.
Well, welcome back to 97.1 Live Local Thursday Radio, or maybe Saturday, depending on, I guess, when you hear this thing. But Lisa Bond joins me, though, and so anything we say today, if we say today it's Thursday or Saturday, depending on when they hear it. And also, if they stream it, today could be any day. So happy every day to everybody.
Every day.
And I look across the table and I see you smiling, Lisa, with a beautiful hat on today. It's always a good day when I talk to you and run into you all over town, it seems like now. So welcome aboard.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
You bet. How's everything at our Sandpoint Area Seniors Incorporated group?
Amazingly well. I just came from a wonderful lunch that we just had. It was Meatloaf Thursday. I think there were probably 45 people there for lunch. It was great.
Yeah. You know, we had talked previously. When I'd stopped by there one time, a guy named Ervil Rainey was there. And I don't think he has been there since you've started. And I saw he passed away. And so I thought, oh, you know, that I keep forgetting that time marches on, right? And I visited two or three times in a row there, and he was there. And he was a Northern Lights commissioner type, just a great guy. Mm-hmm. And then little did I know that I knew his daughter, but not knowing the connection. It's funny how that all works. And yeah. So I saw the obituary. I said, oh, shoot, what a waste. And again, I really enjoyed talking to him. And funny thing about that, everybody over 50 years old is like a history book.
Yeah.
You know, they all have their stories, don't they?
And we have chapters. And nobody's read all of our chapters, really. But
no. And nobody, some people don't ask, you know, and then they keep them inside. You know, especially people who have a history of a veteran, for example. Sometimes they, I always call it putting it on the shelf. There's different shelves, you know, in your life. And you just kind of put it up on the shelf until somebody says, hey, Lisa, what do you know about X, Y, or Z?
Right.
It doesn't come out. But when it comes out, it's amazing. It truly is.
Yeah. Well, you're really talking about one of my missions for being at the Senior Center is hearing people's stories so that it stays alive. And once it's out there in the world and you tell your story, someone else is carrying part of your chapter with them.
Absolutely. And it only enriches their lives, too, by doing that. And I always look for those people, too, the people who ask those questions. I've always been a questioner back in my reporting days, you know, all that. My favorite way to finish an interview would be this. It'd be, it's been a great conversation, great knowing you, Lisa. Is there anything I forgot to ask you? Is there something else that you'd like to bring up? Mm-hmm. And that's usually the best part of the interview.
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't mention this. You didn't mention that.
Yeah.
In fact, one time I was talking to a person, and she was famous for her Betty Boop collection. She had like Betty Boop all over her house, which, you know, that's okay. That's the story. And so I talked to her about that a little bit. And I said at the end of it, oh, by the way, it's been great talking to you, but is there anything else I forgot to ask? And she looked at me, she goes, you might want to know why my husband's buried in the backyard. So, okay, let's go there.
Maybe I don't.
So, anyway, so the interview went a different direction at that point, but it's something you'd never know,
right?
First of all.
Right.
So it's always funny to open up that door a little bit.
My favorite last question, and I learned this from Paul Graves. Everyone knows Paul Graves. And he taught me the question of when you learn someone's age or stage of life, let's just say you happen to be, I'm going to call you 45.
Thank you. That's great.
And I would say to you, David, what's it like to be you and be 45? What's it like? And for all of us, the answer is going to be different. Even though you could have a room full of 45-year-olds,
right,
it will be different for every single person. Here's what it's like for me. I'm not going to out my age in front of everybody, but
it's close to 45.
So close to that, yeah.
Like me.
Exactly.
But I think my answer might be, I don't know. I've never been 45 before. What's an average 45-year-old do? I don't know.
Yeah. Well, what do you do?
See, there you go. So you do. It's those open-ended questions, and people respond differently. And the secret of radio, by the way, I'm starting to learn. I'm slow. You know, it's like that drip, drip, drip on a rock. It takes a long time, many drips, but once there's an impression made, it's there. And I'm learning from Teg and my friends, Pat and everybody else, is that towards the end of our segment, you don't ask an open-ended question. Hey, what about, what's the secret of life? No. You say, yes or no, what do you have, you know, just so there's a quick answer to it so you can cut them off right there. So there's an art to that for sure. I'm still not good at it, don't get me wrong, but I enjoy the give and take that way for
sure. That keeps us from being here until 1 o'clock in the afternoon, I guess.
It does. And Tag wouldn't let us do that anyway.
So. Hey, Tag.
He's got these breaks, you know, we got to hit these breaks for sure. So Geezer Forum's off for the summer.
Right, we're taking a break for June, July, and August. We'll start up again in September, so stay tuned for who our special guest will be. Yeah. Working on a couple of different angles, but always informative, and what it's like to be a senior in this community.
And you've had two of them now?
Three.
Three, okay, perfect. So you're getting your feet on the ground going that direction.
In addition to the column as well.
Yeah, and the column was in the paper today?
It was in the paper today,
About happiness.
Yeah.
A radical thing. She came out in favor of happiness, which I don't know. I mean, there's a touch.
Well, in reality, and I guess I don't want to, it's a spoiler if I told you all of it.
True.
But the pursuit of happiness is something that we, I think, are expected in our society to aspire to. And it's also important to remember to ride the waves of all of it.
Sure.
The highs, the lows, the grief, the loss, the joy. And so I don't necessarily strive for perpetual happiness.
Sure.
I strive to enjoy all of the moments.
Right. So, and I guess I have a little theory on that too, is if you're always happy all the time, it's kind of a flat plane. Mm-hmm. But sometimes the downers, the depression, the life gets in the way of some things. So then all of a sudden happiness kicks back in. And it's even more profound then, because it's not a flat level thing. It's a, oh, and then, wow, look at this. I feel the endorphins are popping or whatever is going on at that point. And then you're up and down. That's life.
Exactly.
Yeah. Is that your column?
You just said it all. Don't have to read it.
They all
now.
Saved a dollar, apparently. Or they can go online and read it, too. I mean, or find Lisa walking down the street with her great looking hat today. So, just say, hey, well, tell me more. Yeah. Tell me more. So you survived a Father's Day barbecue at the
Survived,
center.
Thrived. It was absolutely so much fun. Cool. BTP showed up, and the music was great. The food was wonderful. Couldn't have ordered better weather, so it was very successful.
Yeah, and was it a fundraiser?
It was a fundraiser. So we raised close to $3,000 for Sassy, which was really wonderful, but less about the fundraising and more about the community connection.
Right. Did you have one last year as well?
Yes, and last year was when a monsoon rolled through, exactly during that period of time.
So that's Chafe Weekend again. That's exactly what it was, wasn't it? Yeah,
it certainly was.
And did that impact your barbecue, just a guess?
Well, you know, financially, it impacted us a little bit, but we had some good fun and great stories to tell. So
yeah, it was funny. We were joking this on Saturday at Chafe that we reinstituted the weather committee, because last year we didn't have the weather committee, and of course, that's what happened. And this year,
yeah.
It was beautiful.
Yeah,
was
I told everyone that I ordered it, and I took credit for it. But
yeah, well, and you're happy to do that. See, there's the happiness index kicking in again for sure. So,
yes.
So what else is new at our favorite senior facility?
Well, you know, of course, we always have bingo at the end of the month, and it's a very popular day, the last Saturday of the month. And we have our Friday breakfast on the last Friday of the month. So those are some big events coming up in the next week. And then over the summer, we will also be co-sponsors at Pride Bingo for the Pride Festival. And we always have events going on during the week at Sassy. So if you play cards and you are interested in any of our activities, stop by. We have old-time fiddlers on Saturday. And always the standard lunches, Monday through Thursday.
Sure.
Like I said, we had meatloaf today. It's very popular. Salmon Day is always a big deal. But you can check us out online at sandpointareaseniors.org, and you can see our menu and how to participate in any of the activities. Yeah. And I'll say it again, David, because it's worthwhile to mention that the amount of people who say to me, I'm not old enough to go to the senior center, I challenge that notion that we are really there for the community. And as much as possible, if we can be intergenerational and supporting all generations and have people come in and check us out, enjoy their time there. We are a cooling station, and even though it's not quite hitting those high temperatures yet.
Right.
We do have a facility that is open to the public for cooling. So just a reminder about that in our community this summer.
And back to your comment about age and you know, people talking themselves out of going, have you ever turned away anybody who's too old or too young to come to the center?
Not even once.
I'm going to guess it's just the opposite. You're welcoming them and showing them around, and
yes,
they have a great meal or a great pool man or whatever they do there for fun.
Yeah,
for sure.
All sorts of fun.
Yeah,
things.
No. And I go back to, you know, people that you miss in your life. And that was, Irvel was one of them, just mostly on the news world back in the day. But and you think, how many other history lessons are in there at different times? And how many people, if they got out of their cocoon a little bit and said, I'm going to go down there for the first time, they're going to know somebody or make a friend, almost guaranteed?
Almost guaranteed. Yeah. And you know, the stories abound. David, to that comment, every single lunch when I have an opportunity to sit down and eat with someone, if I can choose someone different each time, just hearing one story is an amazing gift, right, and a nugget that I get to take away with me, and so does anyone else who's sitting at the table.
You bet. You know, and everybody does have a story, and they're that you never know when you start turning those pages what that story is going to be. Yep. But I can guarantee you, again, in my history as a reporter back in the day, especially, I learned so much by just asking questions.
Yep.
And then, you know, you let people talk, and then all of a sudden they get a little more comfortable with you, and then they tell you more, and they tell you more, and tell you more.
Right.
Well, Lisa, that's awesome. Again, congratulations. You've been there how long now?
It's a year and about 4 months.
Yeah. And thanks for being a regular on this show. We appreciate you. We really do. And
nice,
I've got to tell you, every once in a while, I'll have a guest drop out. Hey, Lisa, are you available? And she's always, yes, I'll be there.
I'm in.
Well, and that's good for everybody, too. So, well, thank you for your time today. I appreciate you stopping by.
Of course.
And we're going to keep rolling into summer here. It's going to be a beautiful summer now, I think.
It will be. I've ordered it.
Oh,
have you? In case you
wondered. The same committee that took care of Father's Day.
Yes,
we'll take care of that for you.
Exactly.
Well, great. Well, thank you so much for stopping by. It's great seeing
Thanks
you
for
again,
having me.
Too. And we're going to take a quick break, And then when we come back, we'll have Rob with two B's, Rob Talbot from our favorite Panada, who will be talking about a whole bunch of things going on. I checked their calendar, and oh my gosh, they're going to be slammed here for the next couple months. But I kind of think that's the MO for that place with under Rob's leadership. So we'll take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll have Rob Talbot.
Hi, this is Bob, and I'm a forester from Idaho Forest Group.
Bob, what's this I hear about spring cleaning?
Winter weather can be hard on your forest. Your timber usually needs a little tidying up of any down or damaged trees. This can help reduce both insects and fire danger.
What do you recommend?
If you own forest land, spring is typically a good time to make sure your trees are free of bugs and disease. Keep in mind, some species require specific timing of cleanup to avoid attracting more insects.
How would I check on my trees?
Have a pro take a look. Our foresters offer free evaluations on forest land of 10 acres or more, and they know how and when to schedule management in order to avoid further bug or disease problems.
That seems like a good idea.
One of the benefits is that we can often help give your forest land a park-like appearance, and you can earn cash in pocket for merchantable timber harvested.
How do I find out more?
Pick up the phone and call us at 208-772-6033, or you can visit us online at ifg.com. Idaho Forest Group is here to help with all your forest health needs.
Brown's Northside Machine and Gear has been your local diesel and heavy equipment expert since 1990, serving the logging, trucking, and construction industry. They carry a large inventory of truck and heavy equipment parts, and their ASE and Master ASE certified technicians specialize in repairing all types of diesel and gas trucks, pickups, off-road vehicles, RVs, and heavy equipment. Stop by the shop on Triangle Drive in Ponderay, Monday through Thursday, 7 to 5, and Fridays until 6, Brown's Northside Machine and Gear.
Ritz Transmission and Performance in Bonner's Ferry, now offering new services. Transmission repair to manual and automatic, U-joints, clutches, differentials, custom upgrades, transfer cases, and transmission services. Call for an appointment or just stop in. Your go-to mechanic in Bonner's Ferry for everything from oil changes to transmission repair. Get a free diagnostic at Ritz Transmission and Performance, 6878 Main Street in Bonner's Ferry.
Cancer screening can save your life. Begin cervical screening at age 25. At 45, colorectal and breast screening. At 50, discuss lung screening with a doctor. Find resources for free and low-cost screening at cancer.org/get screen. This is a public service message from the American Cancer Society.
Come by boat or car for unforgettable waterfront dining. Pearls on the Lake in Hope. Open Wednesday through Monday, noon to 8. Close Tuesdays. Enjoy a fresh new menu, tasty cocktails, and live music on beautiful Lake Ponderay. Pearlsonthelake.com to reserve your table today.
Now at Verizon, we have some big news for your peace of mind. For all our customers, existing and new. We're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan and my home. That's future you peace of mind. And everyone can save on a brand new phone on my plan when you trade in any phone from one of our top brands. That's new phone peace of mind. Because at Verizon, whether you're already a customer or you're just joining us, we got you. Visit Verizon today. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply for all offers.
News Talk 97.1.
Well, welcome back to Live Thursday Radio on 97.1. I am so glad you joined us today. What a great day. And I'm so lucky to have my friend Rob Talbot here. He is the executive director of the Panada, if you didn't know that, which I think most people already know that, Rob. So well,
thanks for having me, David.
You've had a good run so far, and things are
so far it's great.
Picking up steam, it looks like.
Yeah, we're always kind of trying to keep that momentum going. Yeah. Speaking of momentum, seems like you've had a great day with Corey and Lisa in here.
Yeah, it's a fun, you know, it's always fun when there's three guests. Every once in a while, it's funny. And you know Mel Dick.
Oh, yeah.
For a while there, he was missing two front teeth. And so that week, we had two no-shows for our guests. So I had him for a whole hour with two missing teeth. And every time he said an S, it almost sounded like a musical note coming out of his mouth. So I kept trying to have him not say sassafras for And so it worked out well, but I thought of all the people missing two teeth and have a whole hour to talk. Yeah,
he's probably the one to do it, though.
Yeah, he did fine. Yeah. He kind of embraced it. And so like I saw him last night at our Rotary party that you were there too, and he's got his two front teeth back. So there you go.
He seemed happy.
He seems happier for sure. Yeah. So speaking of happy in the Panada, what do you have going on?
Oh, we got live music coming up next week. We have films coming out that were that we'll be showing and movies to show. We've got a film festival, full draw film tour. Some of the big news, we've got a theater camp coming back. Last year we did this and we had 35 participants in the camp. It's a 3-week camp and two shows at the end of it that the kids, you know, basically put on everything. They do it all.
All that.
I think we had like 300, just over 300 people.
Come watch it. Oh, that's great. As in the audience, that's parents and all sorts of people who just want to see what they've come up with.
Yeah, well, we had people calling and coming down from Canada to come down and see their relatives in it. So, yeah, it was great. Again, it's 3 weeks. This year, we're doing something very similar. It'll be July 21st through August 8th, and then the shows are 8th and 9th. Gotcha. So we have an evening show on Friday the 8th and a matinee on the 9th. Wow. And it's a lot of fun. The kids have a ball. They got really good feedback last year. Like I said, we sold it out for the campers last year, which I suspect will happen again.
Wouldn't that be a great feeling? So you're having this camp. You're learning all these theater arts from people who are thespians who really embrace what they're doing there. And then all of a sudden you look out on the Panda stage and you see a full house. That'd be cool.
Yeah. Yeah, and we're partnering with Lake Ponder Repertory Theater. They're bringing in their expertise and instructors, and we're providing the space and the marketing. And then we got Ponder Arts Council is also jumping in to help out, partnering with us to help get the word out and provide some financial backing.
Oh, good.
We also have a grant that made it possible from the Idaho Community Foundation. And, you know, without that financial backing, these things cost so much money, and to take the theater for 3 weeks, basically, and for us to be able to pay our bills is a large bill itself. So
I bet it is.
Yeah, we're excited to be able to do this. Honestly, it's, you know, I've been at the Panda now for almost, was it 20 months now?
And he's going by months still.
Yeah,
that's kind of
still
funny.
Going by months.
It's like
like
a baby. After, a baby keeps growing by month, and all of a sudden it's 2 years.
After 2 years, it'll
it's
be,
by years.
It'll be by years. Then I'll round up. But it's definitely one of the things that I'm the most proud of in my tenure there so far, is that we've been able to resurrect this camp. It had happened a couple years back, but it wasn't consistent. So
is that right?
Uh-huh. To have it going consistently and to have some structure with it, I'm really excited about it.
So nuts and bolts, what does it cost to come to the camp?
Great question. It's only $150.
For 3 weeks?
For 3 weeks.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
We do have the event. The play itself is ticketed, and that's a fundraising aspect. But we really wanted the admission to the camp to be really, you know, affordable. Sure. So it's reachable by most people in town.
Sure.
In our community. So we would have full engagement there. And then, you know, how many ever people you can, you know, relatives you can drag
right
to the show helps the pan it
pack
out,
it in. Yeah.
Helps the pan it out a lot and makes this possible for next year.
Right.
So.
And what are the age groups of the people, the participants?
7 to 17.
So 7 years old to almost a junior, senior in high school, basically.
Yep.
So
mm-hmm.
then age-appropriate parts in the production they put together.
Correct.
They probably do some set design more than likely.
Do a lot of set design. Mm-hmm. They do a lot of, costume creation.
Oh, wonderful.
And design development. Right. Go through some of the tech stuff as well. And, usually have a camper that's doing the lights and, so
they kind of go that direction. So you say, hey, well, I'll tell you more about sound and lights and all that. And they kind of follow that passion versus maybe being on stage even.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And as we continue to develop it, we want to actually bring in marketing and stage management and more of the sound and lights, and actually pull in more of that information and give more options for them, which will be, I think, a really great resource.
Oh, I think it's great. In fact, you look at the high school, Sandpoint High School especially, and you see some of the productions they put on, there's some real talent here.
Mm-hmm.
And my guess is a lot of that seed came from, camps like this. And again, parents and friends saying, hey, you ought to try this. And then they find a little love for that, then there they go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's fun to bring all that talent and all that energy into the Panda too. Yeah. You know, a space this old really you know needs that new energy.
It's seen it all over the years,
yeah, a little. But it still needs that new energy to keep going and develop.
Right.
So it's a lot of fun.
How do they register? Is it online then?
It is. Yeah, okay. You can go to panda.org/events, and that you'll find it there. Should be on there by the end of the day or tomorrow at the latest. We've also got some posts going out that have that link on it as well.
Okay. And can people talk to you and maybe give you a call or email? If they're not quite sure, it might not fit their kid, questions about that and finding out how that might work for them?
Correct, yeah. You can call the office. Our office hours are we're open from noon to 4, Monday through Friday, so you can call us at the Panada. I don't know that number off the top of my head, but...
You never call it, that's why. You're always there.
It's on my speed dial, so I don't know.
That's right. Yeah, call home. It's my same thing, too. I would know if I had to, for sure. So what else is going on? It's funny. You were telling me one time, how many days are you busy at the Panada? Are you booked?
Well, last year we had 125 events, somewhere 125 events.
Right.
And some of those are two events in a day. But
sure, yeah. Sure. So there's almost always something going on. That marquee's pretty busy, isn't it, up on top there?
This weekend is one of the few calm ones that we have.
So you look a break for you and everybody?
Kind of.
You don't get time.
A little bit. I don't really know what a break is. But we're getting ready for Steve Poltz coming in next week, coming in on Wednesday. So we're putting a lot of our weekend energy into that. He's a phenomenal entertainer. For those of you that don't know who he is, look him up. Just do a quick Google search. He helped co-write some songs with Jewel back in the 90s, some of her biggest songs. And he's actually, you know, well, it's not positive, but we're pretty sure, considering they were married, that he is the object of a few of those songs.
That's how that works. Okay, got it.
So, yeah, they were married at the time, and he was a co-writer. So a lot of those, if you remember Jewel from that time, a lot of those songs were about him. He's still got a lot of, you know, he's a phenomenal storyteller. So if you've ever seen John Craigie, his sets are a lot like that, where there's storytelling and then there's a song, and the song really has a story within the song anyway.
Right.
So he sets up a song, and then he'll sing it, and he'll talk a little bit more about it or set up the next song.
Right.
He has got a very similar stage presence. And flow to John Craigie.
Has he been here before, or do you just...
Yeah. No, he's never. Not.
Okay. No. So you followed him on YouTube or something to see how he performed, and you thought that me... Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, the Shooks know him, known him for a while, are good friends with him, so he came highly recommended by Caitlin and Lori. So who Lori is performing with him, opening up the show, and then we'll be... performing with him as well, I would imagine.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
So there'll be a local flavor too.
Yeah.
And what's the date on that?
It is the 25th. It is Wednesday the 25th.
So tickets are available now?
Tickets are available at panada.org. And that show does start at 7:30.
Perfect.
So it's a great date night. Took the night off myself. I got the staff has got it covered, and my wife and I are going to come hang out and
kick back,
snuggle up, drink a beer, and
there you go,
and be entertained.
Anybody underwriting this one, or is it on its own?
It's on its own. It's a Panada Presents event,
so it comes back to the Panada.
Coming back to the Panada, so all the proceeds will go to the Panada and help us keep bringing in music and entertainment.
Yeah. So looking down that calendar coming up the next month or so, summer. What else is a highlight for you? What else do you see coming down the pike?
Well, we've got a Pride series. We've got two movies that we're doing for Pride. One is Tu Wong Fu, Thanks for Everything, Julie Newmar, on Friday, June 27th. And then we have the Thursday before Sandpoint Pride, we have Transamerica on Thursday, July 10th. And those are being sponsored by La Chic Boutique, Evans Brothers, Bonner County Dems, and Planned Parenthood. So those are sponsors making it possible to do those for $5.
And you need that for sure.
Yeah.
So if people want to know more, panada.org, right?
Panada.org,
check it all out.
Yeah.
Rob, thank you so much for your time today. We covered a lot, and there's a bunch more online. I was checking out your schedule, and you've got a busy rest of the summer coming up for sure.
No kidding, yeah. Full Draw Film Tour on July 9th will be another big one.
He always sort of sneak that last one in.
Sneak one more in. So,
well, thanks again. Thank you, everybody. We'll miss you next week. I'll be in Calgary, but I'll be back to tell you all about it the week after. All the best. Take care.